Ladies, Shirin Chayvus Halvadas Shar HaBitachon, Wednesday afternoon. It is Yud Zayin Kislev, 20th of November, Wednesday afternoon, Shar HaBitachon. We're at the end of Perek Gimel. Okay, we're at the end of Perek Gimel and Shar HaBitachon. Perek Gimel taught us the five premises, five hakdamos, five ideas that you have to internalize and hold that they're true in order to develop bitachon. Bitachon is work, it's hard work. And so these are the five things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the fifth one was the balance between bitachon and hishtadlus, what we call hishtadlus. To realize what hishtadlus is and what hishtadlus is not. And then in the very last paragraph in Perek Gimel, he says, I don't know if it's the last paragraph in all the printings, but the last topic of Perek Gimel, b'chivin shehizbarer chiyuv ha-gilgul al hasibus al b'nei Adam, since we explained that there's actually an obligation to create the channels for Parnosa, and this really holds true. The idea holds true by every hishtadlus, by every everything. That's not bechira. We just create the channels, whether it's health or relationships or chinuch, if it's not bechira oriented, just you know what's going to be with the kids. So, but he talks about parnasa, and he has a very specific question. Ki ein kol adam chay v'chazra kol sidu misidus hatoref ki asibus rabbles. You can't start doing everything, you know, from A to Z, and everything, you know, if it's within the realm of a normal parnosa creating job or service or store or whatever you do, so then it's all the same. It's not the thought that this is better and this is going to be worse and this is going to create more income and that's going to create less income. It's all sheker, it's all bogus. It's all baloney. You can fall below a certain line where it's not even called the hishtadlus of parnasa. You pick something that is, like I said, below the line, like that doesn't succeed, and you know, it just doesn't work. People have tried it and they fail. There's not enough customers for it, there's no customer base for it, or you're not capable of providing the service that's needed, or there's no demand for it, etc. Once you get past that red line, we'll call it, so you can pick anything. But there are, and there's all different things. Mehenna Kalash Atarchan Ma'at, some, in his, Chavavus's day, about 1,000 years ago, a little more, so you talked about heavy labor and things that are more cerebral, right? Blue collar, white collar, Kaschora Bachonos, things that are not as laborious, like working in the store, Omalachas Yod, Chatircha Ma'at, Tfira, sewing, Ka'ichoi, repairs, you know, sewing, Tasifras, Itra Haschorim, just being in charge, being a manager, Skir Harizim Apoilim, Bashamash Mabuz Adomim, Umehan Sigus Yeshmin Yigiv Atarach, and some things are very, take a lot of work. Miners, M-I-N-E-R-S, Zika Kakesef Oferes, smelting precious metals from their impurities, the Nosel Hamasol Sakvegos, the Schlepper, the Lechet Vidrochem Rechokim Tomid, the Vodas Hadonon, and the Father, the Chavishas Vidizman. His point is that His point is you have to see what you cut out for. That's number one. How do you pick what to do? Number one is you see what you cut out for. He's talking about if you cut out for heavy labor, for schlepping packages, or you're good with numbers and you're a 90-pound weakling. Umishu mim ne'odam chazak v'gufo v'cholosh v'akara. So, lacking in the, let's just say he's intellectually challenged, but he's a marion, he has muscles. Roy Lomi, and so he's cut out Mashiyeshbo Mena Yagia, so he's cut out for that type of work. You're weak. The point is, Point one is what you cut out for. Point two is what you have a desire for, where you have job satisfaction, what you enjoy doing. And now another point, point two, is that a person has a desire. A person says, I'd like to do that. Every person in their neshama, says, is drawn to something. If a guy, someone says, well, I don't know, and the person has a problem with life in general. And the chlamic, there are people who would say, well, I don't know. What do you want for lunch? Well, I don't know. What do you want to do with your life? I don't know. Yes.
What if what you like to do you can't make a parnasa off of
it? If it's below the red line, if it's below the line, then it's not called hishtadlus. Then you're going to have to find a different outlet
that
for that.
You can't make ends meet off of whatever.
Oh, let's see, we can't discuss every single case now, but if it's, again, I can only talk about a red line that it's very clear that it doesn't bring parnasa. But if there are people that make a parnasa from it, then that's cool. It does bring parnasa. You have to look around and see, are people doing this or are people not doing this because it's a failure? Or they're closing up shop in 6 months. They want to sell, open up a, I don't know, a boat. Many things, like you want to fix
be a singer.
Horseshoes. What?
There are some people who become famous singers and make a lot of money, but a lot of people don't, for example.
Each case, whether it meets the requirements of hishtadlus, is a whole diun in itself. We can't give a rule for that. But certainly we could talk about that there's a red line of hishtadlus. I don't want my house to be broken into. So, unfortunately, we're living in an age where there has to be a lock on the door. Is it necessary to have a double lock? I don't think so. But if you don't have even one lock, and you say, oh, keep the door closed, and in the 1800s, I lived in a town, my grandfather lived in a town, no one locked their doors at night, you know. In Muncie, no one locked, when I lived in Muncie, no one locked their car doors at night. It was parked in their driveway. New York City, you don't lock your car door at night, you don't have a car anymore.
Doesn't even help that.
So maybe you need what they call it, the that red thing that you put on. The New York Times printed How to Get Around It. Very nice of them.
Rob, if the only job you can get to make money you don't like, do you still have to do it? You have to have job satisfaction.
No. Again, every case has to be judged in itself. You can't give rules. In general, if it would give you job satisfaction, but it doesn't seem to be normal hishtadlus, not that it's not going to bring me enough income, or I'll never be able, because most of the time people say, I'll never be able to buy a house if I do this, that's not below the red line. Right? That's not below the red line. Below the red line is you're going hungry, and you can't make ends meet, and you can't pay the rent, and you can't pay the mortgage, or you can't pay food bills. You can't pay the electricity bill. You can't pay your bills. That's called below the red line. And how do you know that? If there are people that are doing it, so also, Bitachon says, well, I'll also do it. So, you can't give a rule. But certainly, step one is it's normal hishtadlus. That's the whole point of number five, that you create the channels and you have enough gratis. If you don't lock your door at night, unfortunately, don't come crying to the Ribono Shel Olam that you had a robbery and you had so much bitachon. How could you have a robbery? You didn't do the hishtadlus a person has to do for shmira, right? If you don't eat properly, you don't exercise properly, you don't dress properly, then you know that's not hishtadlus. You're not taking care of yourself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts that on us as an obligation to do the proper hishtadlus. So just job satisfaction, if, and it's a big if, because every case has to be judged, and who do you ask, and how does anyone know, and what do we see? You give examples of a singer, I don't know, maybe people, I don't know, you need need an expert in the field, but again, only to tell you if it meets a certain red line. Once you pass the red line and the silent is, will this make me enough money if I end up with this many children and I want to put them through college and I want to marry them off in Israel and everybody wants a few $100,000 to buy an apartment with, and how could I do that? That's it. You don't make such bonus if it meets the other criteria. So criterion one was, am I cut out for this? Do I have an aptitude to this? Aptitude is not rotzon, right? Aptitude means, am I cut out for this? Do I have a good head for numbers? Am I good in relating to customers? So I want to be a sales rep. I like sales, so I'll be a sales rep. Am I cut out for doing something like that? Number two is that I want to do it. It gives me satisfaction. It's something I enjoy doing. Ulechal Adam, very interesting, he puts it down very strong. Ulechal Adam, that's Hashem implants in a person. And the Gemara says that's how you fill up the yellow pages. Otherwise, one day you're going to look up in the yellow pages for a plumber. And no one's a plumber. No plumbers. Nobody wanted to be a plumber. Hashem makes sure that there's always people that want to be plumbers, because society needs plumbers. So Hashem takes care that there's always, the yellow pages are full, Baruch Hashem. And no matter how weird a thing you need, there's someone out there doing it. That's what the Gemara says, that's one of the nisim of the Bria, and it's in Shara HaBechina also. That's one of the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Now you'll find someone that's able to provide you, and if you can't, then you do it yourself. Right? That's how a lot of schools started. Even in the Chinuch, the Hebrew school for the blind, the Hebrew school for the deaf, because they looked around and there wasn't, didn't exist. So the person said, okay, I'm going to do it. Ulchal Adam Yeshevez b'malacha oschora mibilti zulasa. Every person has a netiya, a desire for something to the exclusion of other things. And that's Hashem. K'var hitbiya hakela b'tivo ava v'chiba. Hashem gave you that desire for it, that hamshacha to it. And then he compares it to instinct in animals. Every animal has what it has, like an instinct to get to its food supply in a certain way. So the equivalent by a person, he says, is that Hashem implants a desire. I'd like to do this. So then you try to work it out to do it. And this way everything's covered. Capturing mice, let's call it an eagle, even though maybe it's a vulture. Say this masheroy lumen ha'ol, b'teva ha'ayol, say this anachoshim. V'chein yesh ben ha'ofol sheyosudu ha'dogim levad, they go for fish. V'chein b'teva kol min v'min v'mini ha'chayim, the tia v'taiva el min v'mini ha'tzmochim. Some are carnivores, some eat grass and plants, and everybody has the right teeth, and everybody has the right jaw, and everybody has the right arms, and everybody has the right fingernails, depending on how you get your food. Hakba all of those people. So a person has that too. Utchunas gufa veivar barila davrahu kapa ha'aruch vashalka aruch la'ol shutzadus hadogim v'kashen a tooth, strong teeth. Batsiporin and very strong nails, la ari for a lion, bakarnaim was for a lion, chashatucha mazonim and atzemach, and whatever eats herbs, you know, grass, plants, lo nasum lo flintime with herb, he doesn't have long nails, right? So the evolutionists have it the other way, they're mixed up, they're looking at the wrong end of the telescope, they're mixing up cause and effect, they're mixing up cause and result. So similarly, my people, so both things, it's involved both things. It involves the aptitude to do it, the ability, you cut out to schlep packages, you cut out to be a manager, because you like to give people orders, you cut out to whatever it is, and you have something you want to do. Kosef, a desire, a malacha meha malachos, and via gufo roila, v'yuchalizbol estarcha, go for it. That's it. Those are the two. There's going to be a third in a moment, but the third is really just make sure it's something constructive for the world. you're making a contribution to civilization. If you just want to play the horses, I have an aptitude towards it, I enjoy it, so I'll go play the horses. That's not good. That's the third criterion he's going to say, that it has to be something constructive, something contributing to the civilization. And here, there, you're just contributing to the tax man, making a contribution.
Well,
yeah.
I find, I don't know whether it's just me, but I notice that people going into higher education often go in not knowing where the heck they're directed, and they have no sense of inclination towards any particular field.
Because they're trying to figure out where they'll make the most money. That's why. And they sit with a job counselor that takes out statistics that are not going to be no gayer in 4 years when the person graduates. That's what, so they're looking what makes the most money. If they would sit and be a little introspective, which is not an easy thing to do, they would, or sometimes they don't have it yet, so they'll develop it as they get closer to their achrayas to earn money, they'll develop that desire. If he doesn't care, if you have someone that mamish doesn't care, so then he'll do what he's cut out to do. That everyone has. I'm good with numbers, I'm good for schlepping, I like to deal with people. That everyone has certain abilities, right? So if they can't get past, I don't know, so then, okay, let them use just one criteria. Just the criteria of, it doesn't change the Bitachon Hishtadlus equation. The Chavilah Lovus is, the Bitachon Hishtadlus equilibrium is the same. In this last piece in Perek Gimel, he's just giving you an Eitzah, because he says, I have now created a huge problem. Since we know that, and the reality, and the truth, and the Metzius, is that all I'm doing is creating channels, so then there's no difference if I become an astronaut or a zoologist. So then how do I know what to pick? Should I just flip a coin? Should I put all the things that a person could do in a hat and pick one out and decide to do it? And the answer really could be yes. His answer could have been yes, mitzad the bitachon hishtadlus equilibrium. But Chavis HaBavis is saying, let me tell you something. There is a way to pick what to do, even though all it is ishtadlus, which means in terms of ultimately making parnasa, it's just a mirage and an illusion. But there is a way to pick what to do, and I'll let you in on a secret in the Bria, that people are cut out for certain, because and the reason is because Hashem needs those yellow pages filled. Someone has to be a plumber, and someone has to be able to catch snakes, and someone has to be a bus driver, and someone has to be a car mechanic, and someone has to be a dentist, and someone has to be a dental assistant, and someone has to be a garbage collector, and so, society needs all these things. So Hashem, in his infinite wisdom, this is what the Gemara says, makes sure that there is someone to fill every line in the yellow pages. And if it's not filled, then the person says, I'll do it. Gishmak. Mm-hmm. And so the Chavis HaLov, this has nothing to do with the Bitachon Hishtadlus equilibrium. This is just an Eitzah. Now that I said what I said, he said, I got a big problem. How do people pick what to do? Because it doesn't really matter. So what should they do? Should they just stop at the beginning of the alphabet and then go through the whole alphabet? Or they should start backwards? Should they pick something that rhymes with their last name? So he says, and he says a very almost spooky, almost prophetic, almost otherworldly, almost esoteric idea. He says, Hashem did this to people. Aptitude is no big, secret. It's not a secret of the universe, because we see people are cut out to do certain things. But then the desire, he says, is mamish Hashem talking to you. Hashem is telling you, Hashem's pushing you in a certain direction. Some people like to teach. Some people, and the point is that Hashem wants those yellow pages filled. Because you're going to need someone that catches bats. And you have bats in your attic, and you have to look up in the phone book to find someone that catches bats. So like animals were given instinct to create their food supply through their bodies, they were given long nails and strong teeth, etc. Umishamotsu could be doso the tivo, someone who naturally is inclined, and kosek el malacha me amlachos, the yia gufu roilo, the yuchalis balus tarcha, go for it. Yechazar leo. Don't worry if it's going to earn you money. Hashem is going to send, I'm sending you parnaza, Hashem can send it to you, you know, anyway. You can get a Yerusha. Hashem has all the abilities in the world to give you parnaza. You just have to make sure, in terms of parnaza, ishtadlus, equilibrium, you have to make sure you're above that red line. You can't say, I'm going to fix wheels of horse-driven wagons. You set up shop and you advertise, you go, Hashem's not sending me parnasa. You're not doing eshtadlus. You're not doing proper eshtadlus, because we know that it's not a parnasa fixing the wheels of horse-drawn wagons, unless your station might be a central park. But then the PETA people want to stop that also, because it's cruel to the horses. So they want to take away the parnasa from the horses. The Yosem also Sibul Abbas Mazono, but you have to have bitachon. That's the trick. The Yisbol Mosko Umarirusa. Once you pick your parnasa, once you follow the rules, and you didn't try to second guess Hashem and what is going to make me the most money, so you have to be sovel the good months and the bad months. The good, you can have ups and downs. Every business has ups and downs, he says. And you know, if you didn't become a millionaire within 3 months, don't relax. Val yokuts, because you have to have bitachon. That's the trick. So don't get disgusted. If it's a slow season and inventory is building up, and your suppliers are demanding their money, and you're finding it rough for a few months, don't get angry at Hashem, don't get resentful, don't get mad at Rabbi Milinowitz for teaching you Chavis Halavas. He says, relax, if you have bitachon, and you picked, he says, if you follow my rules, and you pick your job following what I tell you to do, and you have bitachon, it's all going to work out. Now, is there a guarantee it's all going to work out? No, because some people have a gzera that they're going to be aniyim. And again, they're supposed to, if you remember, at the end of the psicha, Tishar HaBitachon, he talked about poor people and how they should thank Hashem and dance a jig in the street that they're poor. Because if you have money, you have responsibilities to give tzedakah, to do chesed, and to give enough money to others, that either chesed or tzedakah or halvaos or whatever, and it's a tremendous responsibility to live up to. And if you're poor, he says, at the end of the Hakdama, thank you Hashem that I don't have these headaches of being rich, of having money, and having the responsibility of acting with my money the way a person's supposed to act if they have money. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you end up being poor, it also doesn't mean that the Chavis was wrong. Here's a gezeira. If you're poor, you're poor. There's a gezeira. If you're making the right hishtadlus, and certainly if you follow the Chavis HaLavos, now you could say, I'll pick something out of a hat. And I don't know if there's anything wrong with that. The Chavis HaLavos doesn't make... I don't think the Chavis HaLavos is... advice of how to pick a parnasa is obligates you to do that, and if you don't do that, you're terrible and you're doing an aveira. If you don't do ishtadlus, you're doing an aveira. And if you don't have bitachon, I won't call it an aveira, but you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But if you don't follow the Chavis HaLavos' rules and you decide to just pick out of a hat, nothing wrong with that. Maybe, I don't know, nothing wrong with that. But why not follow Chavis HaLavos' advice and see what you cut out for, and see what you have an aptitude for, and see what you have a desire for. Make sure you're contributing to civilization, and go for it. That's what he says. Yeah.
How does this, and this is too much you don't have to answer, but how does this work for someone who decides to learn Torah all day, knowing that he's going to be
I don't know anyone that decides to rent to a rural bay and the wife's not working. Or his father-in-law gave him a lot of money. Somebody has to work. The money doesn't come out of nowhere. These bugemeisters about people that live off the government doesn't give you enough money for diapers. Even when they gave a lot of money, it paid for diapers and some tuna fish. They didn't pay anything substantial. Somebody has to work. We're coming off of 2-3 doros where the women said, I will take over your responsibility to work. But somebody has to work. It's a bigger problem. You see, life is complicated. At the same time that we had to build up, the Gedolim saw to it, and Hashem sent Soresh Nir, like, just the perfect time in history to produce the women who would do it. Because if not for her, they say, what are you, out of your mind? What are you talking about? Go work, you lazy, good-for-nothing bum. And she produced thousands and thousands of girls. This is all her credit. But Hashem sent her at the time of history. It's so exquisite. This is what you're supposed to do. We learned in Shara Bechina. It's all in hindsight, because no one knows these things before. But in hindsight, you look and say, wow, look what Hashem did. He sent Soresh Nir at a time to produce the women that are going to enable the men after the Holocaust to sit and learn, and they're going to all be inspired. And Rebbe Tzin Kaplan, you know, in America, and you know, whoever there was in Eretz Israel. And like, it was amazing. Mamash amazing. Someone has to work. The problem is when the women want a career, when feminism creeps in, because if they can do it lishma, to support a husband learning, and they should follow, it's the parnasa of the house, so they should follow the Chavis Lovus's criterion of what they're cut out for, what they like to do. The problem becomes if their primary goal is to have a career, and Hashem said their primary goal is to be wives and mothers, Ezer Kenegdo, and certainly to be mothers, be in the bias. That's the primary. Nowadays, what's the advertisement say? You can do it all, baby. Something like that. You can do it all.
Yeah.
Right? You can have it all. Yeah. And maybe you could, maybe you can't. But that's a danger. So this is all the Messiah. On one hand, the wife's working. Somebody's working. And also Hashem made, and then this happened in my lifetime, that it's almost... It's almost normal hishtadlus for both people to work.
Okay.
Like you can't make ends meet with one salary. It's almost normal hishtadlus for a balabatish family, you know, that doesn't want to be, it's normal hishtadlus to have two jobs. That's unfortunately probably because it came at the same time as feminism movement, and now women want a career, which is okay now. You know, it's not for me to say, I'm not setting policy for Klal Yisrael, but it's okay to have a career now, it's just a question of primary and secondary. That's already accepted, I think, that women have careers. But it's still in the soil, what's the primary obligation and what's the secondary obligation. So I hope I answered your question. Somebody has to work. And if the women are wonderful. I mean, they're macabre to work. Or the father-in-laws. That's more of a problem. But you know, Hashem, it's a very bad idea to rely on that, because I think statistics show that those are the people that leave learning the earliest, the ones that get a freebie. That's what I think. But again, no one ever did a scientific sociological survey, so you can't convince the boys that want to go out on dates at that. You can't convince the Rosh Hashivas of that. So that's it. We have to live with it and have bitachon. Okay. So you have to have bitachon, he says, at the end of the paragraph. If you have a slow month, and part of bitachon is, and if not, so you're poor. And it's all from Hashem, and it's all Tov, and who knows. No, then he says in the psicha, thank Hashem, you don't have the responsibility of having money. V'yichavein v'tirdas libo v'gufo. Now he says an amazing thing. This is so important. He says, now that you understand that you're creating the channels through which Hashem will channel you the money, and you understand that you're obligated to do that because it's ishtadlus, so seize the opportunity, and everything in your life is now a mitzvah. Don't do it. Why am I going to work? Why? You want to pay a rent to me? Don't say that. Say I'm going to work because Hashem wants me to do it. I'm doing it because Hashem wants ishtadlus. And your life, I'm eating because Hashem wants me to be healthy. I'm sleeping because Hashem wants me to be healthy. This is like a major yisod. Your ishtadlus turns everything in your life, the obligation of ishtadlus, which was number 5 in this third parak, which listed 5 things. Your attitude towards your ishtadlus, which is that it's a mirage and an illusion. So what are you doing it for? You're doing it because Hashem said to do it. Wow, not only is that kosher bitachon, but it transforms your whole life into being an Eved Hashem 24/7. Because if you have the right attitude, so everything you do is a mitzvah. Everything you do is because you're doing the will of Hashem. I'm like, wow, that's unbelievable. And that's what he says here in this very last paragraph of Paragimel. The Yechaveh, don't squander. It's like, you're doing it anyway. Like you were saying in the Volatzion, you're doing the work anyway. All we're asking from you is to pay attention to what you're doing and think, why are you doing it? And say, I'm doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Don't just say it. Mean it. I'm doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem. But if you're a Baal Bitachon, you will mean it because you will realize that what you're doing is a joke. And this is not what's bringing in the money. This is just an illusion. It's ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is an illusion. It's an optical illusion. It's like watching a puppet show. And if you don't see the strings, so you start thinking these are real people. But Hashem is up there, you know, he's doing the Punch and Judy. He's doing it. He's pulling the strings. So if you realize that, you're blessed. Because now you're saying, so what am I doing? I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do, what Hashem told me to do. The Yechaveh b'tirdas libo b'gufo, tirdas libo, you know, work is not just your goof, your mind is there too. You worry, you have to think, you have to figure out what to do, you have to satisfy your boss, you have to be creative, you have to come up with solutions. Tirdas libo, no question about it. The gufo, the sibo ben asibos, whatever you've chosen to earn panosa with, the asibo v'leo, lamo b'mitzvos habore, have in mind that you're doing the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem told us to do this. I didn't make it up. No, I made up this ideology. Hashem said to do it. And he brings a raya from a pasuk, and this is a major yesod of the Chavis HaLovis, because most people, if you ask why they have to go to work, they'll say, which was a klala to Adam HaRishon. But the Chavis HaLovis has a different pasuk that is before the chet of Adam HaRishon. Because l'shitaso, he said the reason earlier in the parak why Hashem wants us to do Hishtadlus, and those reasons have nothing to do with a chait, and it's nothing to do with a klala. It's Hashem, it's lechatchila. Hashem wants it because it's the human condition. Kavodas Adama, let's say, b'charishasa, a farmer's work, uzriyasa, k'moshe kasu, and this positive is before the chait. But he got Hashem alokim as Adam, v'yanecheu began eidem, la'avda u'lishamra. He's not saying Rashi's pshat.
What?
Wasn't that tefillah? Chazal hold it is plowing and planting and trimming and fertilizing. Not like Rashi love does and mitzvah saseh or the shomros mitzvah lo saseh. He's learning parshat pshat that it means to work. Hashem put him in Gan Eden to work. Ulishtamish b'shor b'alichayim, and to work with animals, the toalosa, the lazona, the binyan amadinos. Now he's expanding it. Architecture, build bridges, civilization, make highways, make streets, fix up my world. V'achonos amazonos, ulishtamish b'noshim, l'amazazera, to get married and have families. V'yaniskar, and you'll get schar. This is amazing. You'll get schar for these kavanos because you're in Eved Hashem. Al kavanosu v'hem le'elokim, v'libo u'matzbono, which means deep down. It has to be sincere and real. And then it doesn't matter if you're in parnoso or not. That's the beauty of it. Well, I don't know if you want to call it the beauty of it, but then even if you're not successful, you're a success in your life. If you say that I am working at this job because it's the Ratzon Hashem, and then you're still poor, and someone says, are you successful? And you say, no, I'm not successful. You're wrong. You're a success, as the Chazal tell us, because you're living the way a Jew is supposed to live. You're having the right kavanos. Ben sheyukma lo chetzo, whether you are successful, a week of success, or ben shelo yukma lo chetzo. It won't harm you, it won't harm you spiritually, it won't harm you easy if you won't. When does a person become dysfunctional? Because they become obsessed with their job and they work and they become workaholics. It's all lack of bitachon. If you have bitachon, so you know, this is how much I'll do, and I can't render my family dysfunctional because Hashem's sending parnasa, so I do my hashtadlus. Sometimes hashtadlus is a 7-hour day, sometimes it's a 6-hour day, sometimes in some areas of work it's a 9-hour day, a 10-hour day, whatever it is. So, but if it renders you dysfunctional, you have to go ask a shaila. If it renders you dysfunctional, you're davening dysfunctional, a man, I would say, is learning dysfunctional, everybody, family dysfunctional, parenting dysfunctional, then it can't be that Hashem wants you to do that. It can't be. It can't be. That's already, Hashem would not put you in that situation. You could be poor, that's Hashem, but that you're not, then you're in the wrong job. You got to get out. Hashem's pushing you to get out and do something else. You want to listen to the question?
Before the Ches, I understand, they
didn't
have to plow the land.
The Ches Avos only did. He says it. He says he did it because he holds that the Shtadlus is the human condition. It's the human condition because Hashem wants to keep people busy so that they shouldn't be Chaltei. And that's the battleground of Bechiri says, and to keep you out of trouble. It didn't work, but that's what he's doing.
So what was the punishment after the Ches then?
The punishment at the end of the chet is that you have to work hard. You sweat.
Oh, hard. Yeah, but the bracha is that
Ishtachas
Gafno, that he doesn't have to work.
Ishtachas Gafno does not mean you don't have to work. How do you have a Geffen? You know what happens if you don't work? If you learn the first parak of Masechet Shviyos, which I'm not telling you to do, or the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita, there's around a list of 30 things the farmer has to do to get that little grape out of that vine, you know.
So what is he sitting there,
Tachas Gavno? Tachas Gavno means he's independent and he makes his own hours and he works very hard, but he's not working for someone else and he's at peace. He's Tachas Gavno, Tachas Gavno, so there's a blessing of peace. Baal Yachshov is very important. Don't think, let's finish the parak at least. Never make the mistake of thinking, if I do this job, I'll have parnasa. But if I do something else, I won't have parnasa. That's a terrible trap to fall into. It's pashut not true. Hashem doesn't need this particular channel to give you what the gzeira is that you're supposed to have. I will yiftach alo alokim b'tarpo. Now, at what point do you change jobs? Now, that's a good question. You got to come talk to Rabbi Malinowitz, or don't talk to him. It's okay. But there's no one size fits all answer. Chagavavos wants you to hang in there because what's the difference? What you're doing? It's all from Hashem. At some point, you want to know what I think. If it renders you, if you don't have enough bitachon and you're depressed, you're resentful, and you don't have shalom bayit, there's not enough money in the house, and this and that. So it could also be Hashem's way of pushing you to do something else. So if you don't know, but at some point, your Chagav Lev is not saying, us going to switch jobs. I'm not saying that. But don't be so quick to do it. It all depends. This is the whole Shabbi Tachan is what I'm about to say. It all depends what's going on in that mind of yours. If you're thinking, this is not earning me money, but something else will earn me money, that's true. That's not true. If you say, this is not earning me money, so Hashem's pushing me to do something else where I'll have more satisfaction, where I'll be more relaxed, where I'll find more satisfaction when I'm doing, where I won't have this crazy boss making me mashuga, or whatever it is, I won't have the pressure of a deadline, then, okay, so you're being pushed in that direction. But don't think that this is how I'll get my parnasa, and in another way I won't. I will give the chalav alokim the top of the yeda ki asibus kulanit on bari shavus. Hashem, it's all the same to Hashem. From A to Z, Hashem can send you bracha on anything you do. Yatrifeyu b'meshe yirtzu mehen, Hashem will send you parnasa when He wants to. Ve'eshe yirtzu, me'eze inneshe yirtzu, it doesn't matter what you do. Don't sit with a job counselor. The Chavis is saying that's going crunching the numbers to see which profession is going to earn you the maximum amount of money. You're wasting your time. The Chavis Alvados. K'mayshamar Akosuv ki em l'Hashem matzor l'hoshia b'rabo b'ma'ot. Doesn't matter to Hashem. All you have to, your responsibility is to make sure it's a normal channel. Again, you can't go below the line of Ishtagos. It's like you can't cross a busy highway with your eyes closed and say, I have bitachon in Hashem. So you can't pick something to do that seems to not earn a parnasa for anybody. You know, so that you can't pick. But otherwise, Eim Lashem Matzor, this is Yehonas on talking to his arms bearer when they attacked the Plishti camp. Eim Lashem Matzor, Lo Shev Ravu Bebod. There's no difference to Hashem. And the beautiful thing of the Malbim, I always say it over. If we could pick up a 5-pound package and a 10-pound package, so you say, okay, I can do both. But I'm exerting more koach to pick up the 10-pound package than the 5-pound package. That's not true, by Hashem. Hashem's not exerting more koach if he picks up the 10-pound package. If he gives you a parnosa through an unlikely source, he's not working any harder than if he gives you parnosa because you won the lottery or whatever. These are all very important sukkim. Your abilities, your intelligence, your analytical abilities, your smarts, what allows you to be successful is Hashem. Hashem. This is Hashem enabling everything. So to Hashem, there's no difference one thing or the other thing. You do have to make sure, as he explained, that you're doing ishtadlus. Not because Hashem needs you to do ishtadlus. Not because Hashem only does 90% and he needs you for the other 10%. That's a trait for thought. Hashem is always doing 100%, not 90. You need to do ishtadlus for the reasons the Chavis Alvava said. And it's wonderful because now you're not doing it to earn money. You're not doing it to get money. You're doing it because it's the will of Hashem. Mamish, look what a beautiful world Hashem created. Where you're going to work and you transform your whole life into a mitzvah because you're doing it because it's the will of Hashem.
What's the difference what we do? Because this is...
Oh, that's a cheerful thought for the day.
This is one of the keys that Hashem controls the parnasa. It's His determination whether we get it or we don't.
Everything
get
is Hashem's determination. What that Gemara means, that there are three things that lo nimsru l'shliach, is beyond, as we say in our scroll, beyond the scope of this shir. That's already, it's beyond the scope of our shir. We're learning Chag HaMavos, we're learning Shara Bitachon. We learned in Paragimel, premise number one, which had seven things, that everything is Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. You have schusim. A person has schusim and a person has less schusim, more schusim. So he's zoche to more beneficence of Hashem and less. But that's a result of his merits. But it's
how
all from Hashem.
How about speaking the language of a country? Does it make more sense for a person to say, I think I could make more parnasa in this country because I'm not...
Only if there are people that... in general, it's a hard question to answer because I don't know the answer. If in general people who don't learn the language are not making parnasa, then it's below that red line. Everything's somehow there has to be a determination. It's a kosher thought if that seems to be the way things are. If someone says, I love to teach and I'm cut out to teach and I just love it this, but in teaching I got to learn the language, then it's 100% kosher. But, you know, sometimes, I don't know, if I want to be a car mechanic, and I do that, and I see there's car mechanics that don't know the language. Mm-hmm. So to say, I will make more money if I know the language, that's, you know, again, these are madrigos. I mean, but it's not the thought of a Baal Bitachon, what should I say, of a pure Baal Bitachon. you know, B'tochen is decades of work. It's decades of work. No one, you know,
so
it's
someone's
hard.
Not being foolish to say, like, this is a certain country, and if it was harder for me with language, you know, for employment.
So they could learn the language.
What's wrong with learning the language anyway?
I mean, there's plenty of people.
Right.
You look around. You look around. People. It's like someone saying, you can't move to Israel if you have a 10-year-old boy. So it's foolish. Look around. There's plenty of people with 10-year-old boys that had successful aliyahs. But people say things like that. Oh, do they.